You tell me about your father.
No, my grandfather was a steam riser from apparently come from Letterkenny, and he ended up, he got a job on the Great Northern Railway as a fire dropper, and the wee houses across the street at the bottom of the Foyle Road and Bishop Street, there were five wee houses, were called Fitter's Row.
Yeah.
And it must have been because of a railway man. He wasn't a fitter, but he was a railway man. So he got a job then. He got the, one of the houses. And we were reared in that up to not that long ago. I was in it too. But when I was growing up, even my father been an engine driver. My two brothers were firemen. And I was a young fella. I really didn't know what they do. And I wasn't really attracted to being an engine, a fireman or a driver or a railway man. I never owned a toy train. I'll tell you that story in a minute. I never owned a toy engine. So I own one now, half of one anyhow. And as well as that, I went, when the railway closed, I got a job over in the Midland Railway. And as a crane driver. And one of the jobs was to put one of the locomotives of the County Donegal Railway. Remember they broke it up?
Yeah.
When I was a crane driver, it put it on the wagons and it nearly broke my heart. The idea, a railway man and railway family and all, driving a crane.
Aye.
But I remember going home and telling my mother I got a job driving a crane. And the sister said to me, "Sir, God, George, some of you were ever away and you wanted a toy crane and you wanted to be a crane driver. And years ago, your father couldn't have bought you a toy crane, like they were dear enough." No. So I ended up getting my two thingamies, then becoming a crane driver, and then I joined a railway society, and I come the steam engine, again, I half owned a steam engine.
Yeah.
So that's my two sadies watches. That's the way I look at it. Like, it might sound silly, but actually, that was one of my childish watches, with the owner a toy engine. Well, I have a big engine. So, you know, it's where how life works. Yeah. And then being a crane driver, and the next thing was then a society had an ad, somebody, David Lloyd and Arthur Wickham, and Big Arthur and them had an ad in the paper about railway society, anybody want to join. So I joined up. Well, that's how I got involved, and that's 50 years ago.
But tell me, could you tell me just a wee bit about, you see, being a fireman, what did that entail, and what did you do, and where, just a wee bit about it. Tell me about that job, particularly.
Well, the fireman, curiously enough, I know you're not going to read that, but I only found that was under the bed and below the mattresses, and you know the big thing. So that's my history now. He started off as an engine cleaner, and that was just a matter of cleaning engines and all. But then, if you were interested enough, you learned right away how to steam an engine up. A steam riser was a man that put the fire in the engine maybe the night before. And if you were the cleaner on duty at night, or maybe the fireman, which was a long way on the shed jobs, we looked after the fire and got the fire and got the engine up in steam. And then when you got enough of steam in the engine, then by that time, the driver and fireman had come in and they got about an hour or so for the oil, the engine and all before they went out in the train. So that was part of your job as a fireman. Well then, as a fireman then, it was your job to look after the fire as you went along. And you got to know the engines. Some of the engines, you could fire coal anyway on them and they're steamed away. Others you had to be a bit technical about it, keep the fire to this side and keep it to that side or keep it to the middle. And one thing and another, and then you learned how to oil the engine, all the different parts of the engine and all. Well then, the next thing was the passenger come first, so you had to kind of look out for passengers, and you didn't really do much with the passengers, but you were always there and seen anything about going wrong or one thing or another. But a fireman, as you went along, the promotion wasn't the best idea, because the way it worked, I could have been a fireman, or what they call a past fireman. After so long cleaning, they give you a test, and you used to have to go to a doctor somewhere, and you'd done a test, and you were classed as a fireman, past fireman. That meant then you could do fire duties if somebody didn't turn up. Although you weren't appointed as a fireman, if you're a past fireman, it was good enough for the ticket to wherever they were going. But some of the drivers, well, generally the whole thing was a good company and men and dependent on one another and all. But there's some of the old drivers just maybe going out by a big heavy goods train and say, I'm not taking that young fellow anyway. You know, thinking that you weren't qualified enough or didn't do enough. But that was part of life, you know. But generally, it really was a good place and good people, you know, and the men all worked with one another. And then you had to change the staff, different stations as you went along. You had to learn how to reach out, change the staff from one staff to another. You know, pick one up and change the other one too. And then some of the stations, if you stopped at the station, the signalman or somebody would have had the staff for you, you know, and one thing or another. But all in all, it was a good job. Now, me personally, I often think that I do the right thing, but I applied to Fowler, the watchmaker.